USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A California sheriff is fighting back against a judge's order to reduce Orange County's jail population by 50% because of COVID-19. Orange County Sheriff Don Barnes says he has no intention of releasing these very bad people.
I do not intend to comply with the order. We're going to appeal the order. In essence, we don't really have low-level offenders remaining in Orange County Jail. We've already released all of them. So these are very serious offenders that we're looking at.
The order stems from an ACLU lawsuit filed on behalf of inmates. Arizona Republicans have set a historic precedent. Monday, they cast an alternate slate of electors, with state GOP Chairwoman Kelly Ward taking charge. The Republican electors cast their 11 electoral votes for President Trump, in opposition to the official electoral votes cast the same day for Democrat Joe Biden. The nation's electoral votes will be opened at a joint meeting of Congress January 6, where they will be officially certified. USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I had begun to notice after 10 days with Balance of Nature, I felt better, more energetic. And believe me, for me, that's something, because I have energy anyway. But as old as I am, that was really something to start really noticing. You know, we're all responsible for choosing what our attitudes are, but I've had a better mental outlook. I mean, I always try to be positive, but there were subtle things in me that I began to notice. I just felt a difference with this.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Rural America's weak healthcare infrastructure are making it much harder for vaccines to reach rural Americans against the coronavirus. John Henderson, the CEO of the Texas Organization of Rural and Community Hospitals, says there's a lot of frustration and a lot of questions about why urban nurses are more valuable than rural nurses. The organization argued it could have worked around the distribution challenges, a minimum of 1,000 shots, and the extremely low temperature used to store the Pfizer vaccine. Carly Benton, executive director of the Mercy Ministries in Southeast Georgia, says there's just going to be a six-month delay to get the vaccines. End quote. The FDA said that there were 4 reported cases of Bell's palsy among Moderna's 30,000 trial participants, including 3 who got the vaccine. Pfizer's trial similarly had 4 reported cases of Bell's palsy out of some 43,000 participants. Bell's palsy is a condition that causes a temporary weakness or paralysis of the muscles in the face. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Overreaching his authority, Nevada Governor Steve Sisolak does not have the right to regulate churches in the Silver State. A Las Vegas church expects to invite nearly 200 people to services this week and Sunday after a federal appeals court overturned Governor Sisolak's statewide limits on gatherings at houses of worship. Reverend Jimmy Morales, senior pastor at Calvary Chapel Lone Mountain, says, "This is a victory for churches in Nevada. We're excited that churches in Nevada have been set free to worship God freely." Tuesday, Sisolak said, "While we're disappointed by the court's decision, we respect and will comply with the order." Let's get an update on the U.S. border wall with Mexico. USA Radio News' Tim Berg explains.
There is mounting pressure on President-elect Joe Biden to end construction of the border wall with Mexico. CBP Commissioner Mark Morgan says that would be a huge mistake.
Let's consider the cost directly to the American taxpayers, which would probably be billions of dollars that have already been invested and assigned to a contract.
Commissioner Morgan believes that would be a mistake because the materials have already been purchased.
If you terminate, those materials are not going to be utilized, a waste of taxpayers' money.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Of the 1,954 miles of border between the United States and Mexico, about 430 miles have the new wall. The build so far has consumed 911,000 cubic yards of concrete and 638,000 tons of steel. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.